Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Hazleton, Pennsylvania is dying. A faintly black journalist for NPR, Michelle Norris, just wrote a piece for the April issue of National Geographic magazine about it, and Tucker Carlson and other journalists have taken note. It's an amazingly balanced essay, balanced, that is, for the Jewish-run Geographic. It actually documents white replacement. But I didn't need Norris or editor Susan Goldberg to tell me what was happening. Last summer, I spent a week in that area, and I have friends and acquaintances from eastern and central Pennsylvania who tell me that what's happening in Hazleton is happening with equal or even greater destructiveness in York, in Reading, and in many once white, once safe, and once all-American cities and towns. To a greater or lesser extent, it's happening all across America and all across the white world. Just a blink of an eye ago, in 2000, Hazleton was over 95% white. By 2016, the city was only 44% white and falling. So-called Latino invaders, huge numbers of them illegal, and most in this case from the Dominican Republic, bid fair to replace almost all the whites in Hazleton in less than one generation. Except for a tiny white elite, not represented at all, as far as I can tell, in the invader influx, Dominicans, not to be confused with members of the Catholic religious order, are a mix of European, African, and Taino-Amerindian genes, with a distinctly non-white appearance and national character. One of the best things you can say about them is that they aren't Haitians, with whom they share an island and a border that they passionately don't want the Haitians to cross. White people in Hazleton suddenly don't feel welcome in large areas of the city their ancestors built. Many white people now refuse to go to Hazleton's annual city festival, Fun Fest, once a place for white families and children to celebrate and be happy, because it's been massively taken over by the non-white invaders, like practically everything else in town. Social services are strained by the new arrivals, leaving little left over for whites who need help. And needless to say, crime is up in Hazleton. Unlike whites, who are demonized and legally persecuted by the Jewish media and the bought politicians and judges, if they are even faintly supportive of white culture and survival, Dominicans are openly racialist and nationalist, even as they invade someone else's country. Dominican flags are everywhere, on homes once occupied by white families, on aggressively driven and garishly decorated trucks and cars, on the tacky barrio-style storefronts sprouting up all over town. If you're white, and you keep your eyes on a Dominican mobile or its absurdly outsized cowboy-hatted, orange athletic gear-wearing and $100 haircut-sporting occupant for 1 second too long, you'll get an I-hate-you stare that you'll remember for the rest of your life. Somehow, I don't think this is what the Founding Fathers had in mind. Nor is it what the ethnic whites had in mind when they were turned against their Anglo-white kin by the Jews' equality propaganda. But it was what the Jewish elites had in mind from the very beginning. Divide and conquer. There was some resistance to the invasion in Hazleton. In 2007, the mayor, now U.S. Congressman, Lou Barletta, successfully urged the passage of the Illegal Immigration Relief Act, which made English the official language and made it a crime to rent to illegal invaders, albeit with only a $100 fine, which could be raised to $1,000 in some cases. But this law was never allowed to go into effect. Jewish media and activist groups went immediately into action, sounding the alarm and demanding federal injunctions preventing its implementation, and ultimately using an ACLU lawsuit led by Jewish attorney Lucas Guttentag, getting the law, which expressed the clear will of the community, struck down by federal judges as, quote-unquote, unconstitutional, even though it was a law of which the actual authors of the Constitution would doubtlessly have approved. Pro-white folks on social media are praising conservative commentator Tucker Carlson for his brief TV take on the Geographic piece and his statement that the demographic replacement of whites is happening, quote, too fast for people to digest, close quote. According to the Geographic article, quote, the Hazleton area high school football team reflects the town's dramatic demographic changes. Principal Rocco Patrone, who used to be the coach, said the team was mostly white 15 years ago. Now almost half of the players are minorities. The high school is 58% Latino and 38% white. Students engage easily across the color line, Patrone says, close quote. Gosh, isn't that wonderful? Engagement with invading mystery mulattoes who hate us and regard white girls as prizes of war is exactly what we've been needing, or so the Jewish television tells us. We are being forced out of our own cities and degraded by the criminals who plant their flag on our streets and lord over what they now consider their turf. But don't worry. Norris reassures us that it's all okay because, quote, the Hazleton Cougars had a winning season last fall, close quote. That's what's important. The dominant tone of Norris's article is one of hopelessness. The white efforts to protect themselves and their way of life in small-town USA were like, quote, shaking one's fist at a rain cloud, close quote. She quotes residents to the effect that even complaining about increased crime or the aggressiveness of the invaders is pointless. No reason to fight the inevitable, they say. One man, a white ethnic, who once resented the old Anglo-Saxon power structure, now says he admires the grace with which the WASPs gave up and slunk away. The most he hopes for, he says, is that all whites will have such grace as they lie down and die. We in the National Alliance offer hope to the people of Hazleton, to the people of white America, to white people wherever they may live. We are not going to lie down and die. We are going to save our nation and save our people. We are going to save our people because of our unshakable racial loyalty, our accurate knowledge of what is being done to us and by whom, and our scientific and realistic yet inspiring and potent spiritual foundation that informs our politics, our actions, our character, and our values. We have what it takes to put the fight back in white people. We are what whites with healthy values have been waiting for. We are the antidote to hopelessness. With all good wishes for an increase in his understanding or his courage, whichever is needed, to Tucker Carlson, I'm here to tell you that the National Alliance does not base its opposition to the immigration invasion on the idea that it's happening too fast. No. No matter what the speed of the murder and genocide of our people, we oppose being replaced and killed. We recognize racial differences, and we recognize the primacy of race and biology in determining the character of a people and the culture they create, and we are loyal to our own. Our race's survival is not negotiable. We need a country of our own, with citizenship defined in racial terms. Or we are dead, and we are determined to live. With a tip of the hat to Lou Barletta, who crafted the Illegal Immigration Relief Act, we in the National Alliance say that as much as your act didn't deserve to be trashed by the Jews and the regime in Washington, which serves them, your act still wasn't nearly enough. We tell you in the strongest possible terms, $1,000 fines are not enough. Even ending illegal immigration forever is not enough. One, the non-white invasion must be reversed, not merely stopped, or we will be overwhelmed by their arrival in the maternity wards just as surely as by their arrival on our shores, with a meaningless difference of a few decades. And two, we must openly speak of race, for the opposite of what conservatives say is true. This is about race. Pretending that this is merely about legality, Talmudic quibbling over what the spots of ink on paper say, is setting ourselves up for total defeat, and defeat in the very near future, too. Soon there will be no more white majority to elect even a figurehead like Trump, to say nothing of a Congress capable of acting in the interests of our race. We lost that long ago. So, inevitably, this mass non-white invasion is going to be legalized. Even Trump is caving on the issue, more so with every month that passes. And when this invasion is legalized, what will you say? There will be no more illegal immigration, because the spots of ink will have been moved around on the papers in the proper way. The invasion will be legal. Does that make the death of our people any more right? Should it stop us from defending ourselves? Should it stop us from working to build the nation we and our children need? The nation that will be ours alone? When you ape the pretended tough talk of the conservatives, like, "What part of illegal don't you understand?" you are setting your people up for inevitable defeat and death. This is all about race. And the National Alliance recognizes that fact. True leadership requires that we tell this truth and tell it proudly. To the white workers in Hazleton and elsewhere, who have had their jobs sent overseas by traitors in three-piece suits, whether in the corporate boardrooms or in Congress, or who had their jobs and their neighborhoods given to non-white invaders. Let me tell you something. The Democrats pay lip service to workers, but are fanatically dedicated to the displacement and replacement of whites. They hate you and will not help you. The Republicans will say a few things you like to hear, but 90% of the time will sell you out and keep the borders open for cheap labor to flow in. Your life and your family be damned. They will not help you. The churches have been corrupted, and almost all of them view white replacement as a good thing and tell us it is our moral duty not to oppose the invasion. But the National Alliance is different. We say, we know that we whites are different. There is something special about us. There is something different about our genius and creativity that leads us to build a civilization that is unique, that only we can build, that we need, that our children need, and that our children's children, 100 generations removed, will need. And we know, deep down spiritually, we know that we must survive, or all the sacrifices of our ancestors will have been in vain. We must survive because our special kind of intelligence and creativity can and will, so long as we exist, move ever higher toward God and never lower, never toward the mud of universal equality and degradation. Our ancestors knew these things without saying them. But now the time has come when we must say them and act upon them. To the white students trapped in the multiracial hellholes that our schools are becoming, pushed by corrupt adults and degenerate students in the direction of racial mixing, we say this. We in the National Alliance stand with you. You know in your hearts that racial mixing is wrong. You refuse to engage in it. But few teachers, few parents, few adults in general are courageous enough or wise enough to publicly state this truth. We do state it. We white men and boys, white women and girls, are part of a chain of life unbroken for thousands of years. We built this nation and this civilization. It is ours. It is ours because only we could build it, and only we did build it. And we have only just begun. The greatness and beauty that is within us, that is carried in our gene patterns, is sacred. It is your responsibility as young white men and women to carry it forward to the future, unmixed, undiminished. That is what dating and mating and sex and marriage are really all about. We in the National Alliance want to make these sacred truths and these immutable values the basis of our nation's life, the standard by which all laws, all policies, all behaviors will be judged. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. We need your help to continue. Please send the largest contribution you can afford to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Make your life count. You can also help us by visiting natall.com/donate. Once again, our postal address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Our web address for donations is natall.com, that's natall.com/donate. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal, and equal men are not free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.